We're in the midst of the most difficult of times. An invisible threat has changed our world and called upon us all to dig deep to find determination, strength, and courage.
This threat may not have reduced our cities to rubble or laid waste to our infrastructure, but everybody, everywhere on this planet is feeling its shockwaves.
There are no weddings, no family gathering.
There is no socializing in pubs, bars, or restaurants.
It has closed our schools and prevented exams.
It has shut our shops and cancelled our holidays.
It has halted our team sports.
And wiped out our running races.
It has stopped our tournaments and matches.
And it has postponed the greatest show on earth in Tokyo.
But we're a tough bunch of humans. We will get through this.
We will stay fit, we will stay healthy in mind and body.
The power of sport and exercise to benefit and contribute to society has never been more clear and more potent.
From our homes, we continue to inspire each other and demonstrate that we're all equal.
We are all in exactly the same position and we are all here to help each other get through this.
And make no mistake, we will get through this. We will support you. We will be your team.
We will win, and we will win together.
Hi, it's Andy. Welcome to the Netball Show. This episode, Alex Wallace from the Mintridge Foundation on the 7-7-1 Challenge. But first, Leah Kennedy, she's a Northeast team leader, on some of those activities that she's been getting up to over the last couple of weeks online.
With my role with England Netball, we have been delivering our community sessions over Zoom call. So with our walking netball and our back to netball sessions, we've been delivering to our ladies that would normally come to a face-to-face session, doing some circuits, some ball work, and just really trying to keep in contact with them as much as possible. Then on top of that, we introduced a six-week defence and attack session. So again, over Zoom, I have ladies from all across. We had people today, we actually talked about where we came from, so like there was people from Leeds, Grimsby, Northern Ireland, and we're all just working out doing some defence skill work, getting us ready to when we're back on the netball court.
The majority of people from in and around the northeast.
Yeah, so all of our back to netball and walking netball, they're my regular ladies that I do sessions with in Newcastle. So every Monday at 6 o'clock I have my back to netball session with my regular ladies there.
How have you had to adapt your role at the minute?
So just really trying to be inventive and creative, so trying to come up with ways to coach netball, which obviously is a team sport, and really you a lot of the time in the past when you've done, obviously when you coach, a lot of your coaching is within a group and a bunch of people, so just trying to adapt to how we can coach and deliver with people. So for example, myself, I'm just in a flat, so I don't have a garden or anything, so I'm in a flat, so it's about how I can adapt my coaching to, for someone like myself who's stuck in a flat, literally just a small space, but still able to work on parts of the netball game.
Have you been in touch with the other regions as well, maybe sharing ideas, see what they're doing?
Yeah, definitely. So in my role for England Netball, we've been sharing ideas, bouncing off. A lot of the netball development community coaches, we've been working together on just basically if we've done something that's worked, sharing it with them. And then in my role as regional pathway coach for my under-17s and 19s and under-21s in the North East, we've been doing our, we're pretty much doing two training sessions a week together, and then they've got a program to do at home. And from that, the other pathway coaches across the country, we've been sharing ideas and making sure that like any inventive ways that we've came up to work on something, we're using our WhatsApp group and sharing it with each other, which has been really, really good.
It's about just keeping everybody involved really, isn't it, until we're back up and running?
Yeah, to be honest, the community feeling that like I have in both the performance and development parts of my job is absolutely amazing, and not just the community outside, but like our internal community, so with the pathway coaches, with the England Netball members of staff, I think we've really kind of got to know each other more, and for me, I'm actually weirdly enjoying it. I think it's been a nice little just We always say netball family, but I think this is the time where you've really, really felt it.
Life can be a bit of a handful.
But what do?
Let go?
Or grab on to everything it has to offer?
Ask yourself, do you back down when things get tough?
Or confront them, breasts on?
Do you give up or give it hell?
Do you ignore your amazing boobs or fearlessly check them regularly?
We thought so.
This is Grabbing Life by the Boobs.
So grab regularly and check out any changes.
It could save your life.
Search Copperfield, Grab Life.
For the first time in my playing career, I've been able to play pain-free and completely focused on my game. I found a shoe that makes me feel close to the court and in control of my movements. After a long history with bad injuries, it's a relief to have found a shoe I feel confident in playing with on court. That's why I love the Wave Phantom. That's why I love the Wave Stealth. That's why I love the Wave Mirage.
It's a netball show with Mizuno. Delighted to say that Alex Wallace from the Mintridge Foundation is joining. First of all, Alex, how have you been keeping?
I've been great, thank you. I think I'm really trying to find the positives in everything and actually taking time to take stock and enjoy not rushing around so much. It's obviously an incredibly difficult time for everybody, so just trying to keep everyone together and stay connected in as many ways as we can, really.
Plenty of charities have had to adapt in this time, so how has it affected the work you do?
Yeah, so we've had to think quite quickly about what we do. We're really fortunate that our current programs can continue because we have the remote element to what we do. So we usually have a school visit or a club visit, and then students are then selected to be mentored remotely via an app, and it's all digital. So that's great that we can carry that on. But it's now just about showcasing that we can do that as a standalone program as well. So we've got the amazing Ebony Asura Brown, we've got Pamela Cookie, we've got Georgia Lees that are all there, ready and available to mentor to young people via an app that we have. Just to keep everybody focused during this time. I mean, Ebony had a call last week with some of her mentees, and they were looking about staying motivated, staying healthy, staying focused with schoolwork while schools are closed. So I think it's really great to see that, you know, everyone is coming together, and it's just how everyone is coping in the different environments and comparing notes and so on. Whether you're an elite athlete, an England netballer, or if you're a student at school, it's just thinking and helping and supporting everyone. So we're so fortunate that can continue, really, to help support young people.
And the Skype follow-ups have been important over the years as well, but especially for a time like this as well, it's just maybe knowing that they're there and knowing that you can still deliver something like that.
Yeah, and I know nothing beats sort of face-to-face contact and, you know, the coaching sessions that we deliver with the stardust of the England netballers, but actually this is what's so important at the moment. I say it all the time, but England netballers make young people sit up and listen. And I think the fact that they can be there readily available and they can have someone to interact with outside of their own families, outside of their school, of their teachers, someone else telling them and supporting them, it's so necessary now, whether that's ideas of keeping active. I think everybody's home, indoor activities have been multi-purpose for sports and so on, but more than anything, I think it's the mental health support for everyone, and just having that community element that everyone is missing.
We saw Georgia go back to the front line this week. How have the rest of the ambassadors been?
Yeah, so I mean, Georgia is a superhuman, and I say it to her, everyone in the NHS at the moment. What they're doing, what Georgia is doing, is just amazing. I think our ambassadors are, a lot of them are missing their teammates, they're missing that team aspect, and also it's the uncertainty, particularly those that were hoping to go to the Olympics or Paralympics this year. It's now the pushing everything back by a year, and sort of how that affects their transition, how it affects everything in the long term. But actually, in true athlete mindset, they're looking at it as a year to get stronger to take on the same goals, really. But it's just, as I say, the uncertainty of the timings of everything, I think. We'd just like to know, but it's obviously very difficult to do.
And as a result of this, you've launched the 771 Challenge. Tell us more.
Yes. So excited by it. And that is exactly from what we've just said. The first couple of days from it, I think people have just really enjoyed having a team element as well. So we've really struggled with the charity, with the lack of mass participation events that we rely on a lot of our income for. So we wanted to think of a virtual challenge. So it's very, very simple, and people are using all modes of exercise that they can. So it's 7 days with 7 friends to complete 1 marathon distance. So we've got cycling, we've got walking, we've got running. Katie, our operations director, has actually, unfortunately, the day before lockdown, she ruptured her Achilles playing netball, and she is being amazing, and she's got a scooter, so she's doing her distance on her scooter. And all that we're asking is that people get together with their friends, they nominate each other to get a squad of 7, and then build a distance of a marathon over 7 days, and make a donation of £2.62, see what we did there, to the Mintridge Foundation on our page, which is amazing. But in true Mintridge style, there's a few supporters that are a little bit more competitive and are trying to do 7 marathons in 7 days, which we everyone can do what they want, and they can do it as they like. I think it's great to see, actually, because we've had one of our trustees, her family are doing it together, and they're picking a different city when they complete a marathon. So they're picking London, which should have been on Sunday, they're picking Boston, and then they all have to bring a fact about that city to their daily sort of debrief about how they've got on and so on. So lots of different quirky ideas, which we love, just from one simple idea.
It's just about that positive impact, though, isn't it? And I mean, we need that now more than ever, really.
Yes, it is, isn't it? That's exactly it. And we've got different age groups doing it. We've got some children in a primary school that have set up a team. We've got families. We've got teammates. We've got groups of friends that usually meet once a week. So it's just trying to connect. And there's a competitive element to it for some people, if they like that. We're just trying to make it as inclusive as possible. And just to, as you said, keep the positivity up during the time. This time,
plenty of information online, Facebook and Twitter, Mintridge Foundation.
Yes, that's right. And then it's also, we've got a dedicated page to it on our website as well. So just search for 7 days, 7 friends, 1 marathon.
Well, I very rarely cut interviews short, but Alex, I'm going to have to let you go because I'm off to do 20 laps on my balcony.
Yes, keep going. That's what we like. Captain Tom Moore's got nothing on you.
Right. Thanks for your support, as always. We're online at thenetballshow.co.uk, and you can send us a tweet at thenetballshow.
I can't put into words still how special it feels. It's such an honour to be asked to lead your country.
I'm under no illusion that being assistant coach and player at the same time is going to be challenging. And I look forward to meeting the challenge head on and doing my best within both roles.
1 minute, I've got tears coming down my face, and then I'm like, oh my God, this is it. And it was like Monster had taken over me, and it was pure elation.
A huge thank you for the Netball Show. You really have helped us at England Netball take our message to new audiences.